I'm here with Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media. Ivan, we've got a lot of different bills going on right now, moving through the State House. What have you covered recently that's been interesting?
We're getting to the point in the session where we're starting to see more bills coming up in committee and actually getting up to the House and Senate floor for debates. One bill that is making it its way through the process that's generated a lot of interest is this proposal to let municipalities decide whether bars should stay open past 2, up until 4:30 a.m., a bill being sponsored by 2 Denver Democrats. And part of their pitch is this would help with public safety and preventing these large crowds from getting out at the same time. Of course, there's also some questions about whether, in the end, it's just going to make people, you know, have large crowds at 4:30 a.m. So we'll see. That's an interesting bill that it really is getting a lot of attention right now.
Okay, Vic, I know you covered that. There's issues about, you know, different cities closing at different times. Are people going to bar hop? And like Ivan said, a lot of potential ramifications. Do you see this as a statewide issue? Is it more of a Denver thing? Do you think it does have impact in Western Colorado and other parts of the state?
At least one representative, he was wondering why are we acting like the Denver City Council during this committee hearing. He thinks it's only a Denver-based issue, and in large part, he's right. But you got to give everyone that opportunity to decide for themselves. And it's interesting because it's competing public safety arguments. On one hand, you have this bill sponsors and supporters saying, listen, we can't have all these drunk people coming out of the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning causing all these problems, getting in fights, and limiting the resources that are available for cops. And then the other public safety aspect is, well, do you really want more drunken drivers on the streets at 3, 4, or 5 in the morning? So it's an interesting argument, but just because it cleared committee, who knows what's going to happen once it gets through the House and Senate.
This bill is unique in the sense that it's new. I haven't seen it introduced before to change bar closing times. Ivan, we're going to see a lot of measures in the next few days that lawmakers have already debated in the past.
That's true. And a big one is this expansion of background checks for firearm sales. Last year, Democrats passed a law requiring background checks for private and online sales. It generated a very intense debate here at the Capitol, very strong opposition from Republicans and gun rights activists. And so Republicans have really made this one of their big issues, and rightfully so. I mean, it led to 3 state lawmakers losing their jobs, 3 Senate Democrats. So it's a very heated topic, and this we're about to see the first attempt from Republicans to repeal this expansion of background checks, and it'll be a long day at the Capitol when it comes up.
Vic, you've been looking at some of the issues around renewable energy mandates for electric co-ops. Democrats last session increased the renewable energy standard for rural electric co-ops. Republicans are upset about it, saying it's going to raise rates and cause harm to a lot of consumers. There's efforts now underway to roll back that mandate.
Yeah, it's interesting because another bill went down recently on that issue that would have put back the deadline for the mandate about 5 years. And there's other action going on around that. And it's not just that. I think we're starting to see now, as Ivan mentioned, a lot of bills trying to undo Democratic efforts from last year, and those are starting to surface. A couple bills aimed at the election reform bill that Democrats passed, Republicans trying to deal with challenges to mail-in ballots and opting out of that process. But it's interesting because it's just everything is so much different this year. It's an election year. Certainly, we are going to see those marathon committee hearings for those gun bills when they come up. But the tone around the Capitol right now is not nearly as eventful a place as it was last year, which from a reporter's perspective, thank goodness.
And thank you. That was Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media, Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.